Well, y'all know that Joy entered 2009 with a kidney stone the size of a quarter lodged in her kidney. She had it for a while. On the 10th of January, they tried a procedure called lithotripsy, where they were going to do it from the outside and bust it and have her pass it. But that procedure didn't work at all. Didn't do anything. Didn't bust it, didn't move, didn't do anything. Just stayed there. So then they had to schedule surgery. And on the 12th of August, they took the kidney stone out. This is great news, right? The kidney stone's gone. This is great. But there's a tube that they left inside her for drainage that they were going to take out a week or so later. The day she went back to have the tube removed, we thought the thing was over finally. You know, the kidney stone was gone, the tube's out, and now she can heal and things will be better. But that night, about 11 o'clock, I had to call Miss Angela over to the house because Joy was in pain. She was in bad pain, and I didn't know what was wrong. And Miss Angela is the closest thing to a doctor that I know. So she come over to the house and looked at Joy, and we thought maybe it was just complications from the tube being taken out. And Angela put warm compresses on her stuff and got her to relax a little bit. And then Miss Angela went back home, but about an hour later, Joy woke me up and said, "I gotta go to the hospital." So here we are at midnight, going down to the hospital in Smithfield, and we were there from midnight until 11 a.m. the next morning, and they finally took her about 3 or 4 o'clock into a CAT scan to find out what was wrong. And what was wrong, there was a blood clot the size of a baseball inside her bladder. And they didn't know where it came from, but they started treating it to get it out. And they found out that it was still bleeding. And she had laid there and bled all night long. So they said, we can't handle this here, so we got to send her to Raleigh. So they called the ambulance, and next thing I know, Joy's off in the ambulance going to Raleigh, and I'm following along in my truck trying to figure out what has happened and, you know, praying the whole way. Just, Lord, let the doctor know what's wrong to fix her. So when she got to the hospital in Raleigh, they took her out of the ambulance, past the desks and everything, right straight to the operating room. They were there waiting on her to get there. And what had happened, when they pulled that tube out of her body, they cut the artery in her kidney. And she nearly bled to death in the hospital there. Right there in the hospital, she nearly bled to death before anybody figured out what was wrong. About that time, I think Pastor Ennis and his wife showed up, because I was just about at the end of my rope. Sitting there in a waiting room by myself. And they showed up, and Pastor prayed with me, and all of a sudden I knew, well, she's going to be all right. Somehow or another, I knew that, and had to be God, you know. But now, to tell you, I've been thinking for just about 2 weeks what I was going to tell you. And I think that God is very complete and thorough in his healings. Okay? He's very complete. And I'll tell you why. On the 7th of December, we took Joy back for a checkup to the doctor that had done the surgery. And they put some sort of dye inside her and x-rayed her kidneys, and took us in, and we saw the x-ray at the same time as the doctor saw. Well, the doctor turned on the light and looked at the x-ray, and he said, "Look at that beautiful kidney." He said, "I expected the bottom third of that kidney to be dead, because we had to stop that bleeding and we sealed that blood vessel off." He said, "I expected it to be dead." He said, but it is just getting blood from somewhere. He said, I don't know where it's coming from. We know where it's coming from. The good Lord took care of it.